All right, chums, how you all doing? I'm finally feeling well. Probably hear I'm still a little bit snotty, but yeah, feeling good. And it's Jack Tibble here. Welcome to Tidbits Pod. And I've got a nice spot for tonight's record. You can probably hear a train going by over there. But I'm sat next to my local lake. This is the lake that I sometimes do little laps around if I ever get the urge to be healthy, do a bit of jogging. But yeah, hopefully you're going to hear some wildlife and stuff. And over the lake there's a couple of bikers, so maybe they'll cycle by. And oh yeah, there's a big lad with his shirt off, and he's probably about 100 years old. And he's got his flip-flops, and he's walking around with big arm swings. So I don't know if he's had some good news, bad news, or if he's just having, you know, a bit of a post-rain ritual. But either way, it's a cool little spot, and let's get to it. So this episode of Tidbits Pod, this is an introduction, a sort of ramp into the next bundle of episodes that are all going to be about a trip that I took to Mongolia for the Nadam Festival, and that was about a week ago. And if you're a Patreon member, all of those episodes are already available for you. And if not, then episode one of that I'm going to release at the same time as this. So episode one should be available now, and the rest will release over the next few weeks. So yeah, episode one today, and then let's do I think I'll put them out on Mondays. They could be Mongolia Mondays. And yeah, Mongolia Monday midday memories. That's cool, isn't it? People like the letter M. But yeah, this, as I say, this is gonna serve as a kind of ramp in to the mini series. And also I've just got some additional points that I didn't mention in the proper series body that I think this can be a place for those. And the mini series, by the way, it's granular detail of the trip. Like, it tells the story all the way from when I left Taichung at about 2 a.m. on Friday morning, all the way to when I returned back on the Tuesday night or whatever. But yeah, and I've done an episode for each day, and then for the last 2 days, so days four and five, I've blended those together. And what can you expect? Well, you've got the usual Tidbits Pod frills and spills. There's me, there's Mongolia stuff, there's a visit to Pret a Manger. Stick around for that. It's good. And it's just like someone reading their diary to you. But there's also lots of sidebars and a few facts and stuff. I think you're going to like them. I think they're good. And yeah, as a companion for visuals, somewhere it's a lot of sound of stuff, but you don't really get to see it. I'm going to put a lot of pictures and stuff on Instagram at TidbitsPo. Have a look over there. You'll see some Mongolia stuff. And yeah, I've taken so many pictures, so there should be one or two good ones in there. I'll dig some out and put them up online. And yeah, you can have a look at what was going on as well as having a listen. But yeah, that's the behind the curtain admin done. And here's I've got some points here, some flags, some bits that I, maybe some criticisms and some bits that I've missed. So number one, let's talk Genghis Khan, which the true pronunciation of his name is Chinggis Khan. And as you're gonna hear in the episodes, I made too much of a point of saying it as Chinggis. So you can hear that I'm really happy with myself for remembering it. So yeah, that's just a bit annoying. And Yeah, so me saying Chinggis sounded a bit like when, like when an actor is talking about a project and they shorten the name of the film they're in or the play or whatever by, I don't know, they just put it into one annoying little soundbite. Oh, I'm sick of saying the whole thing, sort of thing. So, like, you might have Elijah Wood at a press junket and he's sort of going, oh yeah, we had a great time making Rings. Yeah, I played Frody B in Rings. And you're at home just thinking, just say Lord of the Rings, man, or The Lord of the Rings. Or Peter O'Toole and Alec Guinness. We had a great time making Lawrence. Lawrence was just such a great project or whatever. So anyway, that was me. Whenever I was saying Chinggis, I think it sounds like that. Point number two, I've got a few phrases that I latch onto. Annoying little phrases that I'm not going to point them out because otherwise they're going to be distracting every single time they come up in future. But yeah, I don't normally listen back to the episodes. And when I was listening back, I noticed that I do say certain little phrases a lot. And that's something I'm going to work on for the future. I think listening back has been a real positive. And yeah, speaking of little phrases, actually, that reminds me, like, I remember I was at a wedding and one of the groom's mates kept describing everything as old. He'd say stuff like, I went down to the old Nando's and I had a bit of that old, peri-peri chicken. And I remember talking to him and I don't know, it just started to be the only thing I could hear. I'd just latch onto this old, right? And he'd say stuff like, ah, yeah, I love it when it's a cold day and you have a nice bowl of the old soup. Oh, lovely. And a nice bit of, you can dip in a bit of the old crusty bread. And yeah, well, anyway, for those in the know, I'm talking about imaginary Nick, my friend Jimmy Thompson's imaginary friend, who does actually exist, and he's a lovely lad. But yeah, I don't know why, but for him, every single thing that he said it was the old something. Yeah, just kind of down the old supermarket or whatever. And I think let's get back to the old points here. So number three, the last thing that I wanted to point out, this has happened a lot to me. So whenever you go to interesting places, obviously you go and it's all new and exciting, but there's always people there and they just reduce it down, they normalize it. So yeah, this point is, I don't like when people normalize interesting places and yeah, just reduce them down, sort of thing. So yeah, wherever you go, so even if you go to the fucking South Pole, whoever you meet that's already there, they've already been there, like maybe for a while. So for them, it's just become normal. And there's never an attitude of, oh wow, you're here, isn't this cool? Like you're in this new cool place and whatever, like you should see this and this and this. Yeah, I'm saying this because on the last day, I was walking around at Ulan Bator and I got chatting with this lad, bit of a weird lad, and we're in the big Parliament Square bit, and he kept calling it UB, like it wasn't an interesting place to be. He was like, oh yeah, I've been back in UB for a few days now because I need to sort out some paperwork and stuff. And yeah, I don't know, it's just wherever you go. I remember a while ago, or this is years ago, I remember I was in Agra and I was going to go see the Taj Mahal. And we met these guys and they were like, oh yeah. I don't know why everyone's got the same voice, by the way, but they're like, yeah, man, you know, you're going to go to the Taj Mahal, are you? That's so touristy.
what you really want to do is just go to this this little cafe, because the star in there is so, the staff in there is just so cool. And I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, the cafe sounded nice and cool staff, whatever, but imagine how fucking charming the staff there have got to be to make me bin off the Taj Mahal. And like, oh sorry, yeah, I'm not going to go and see one of the most amazing things in the world, you know, just because it's so cliche, like everybody goes there. I mean, why the fuck else would you be in that town, sort of thing? But I think it's just because they've seen it before, then they can, they sort of try and reduce your experience, sort of thing. And like, oh man, oh, you're in Paris and you're taking a picture of the Eiffel Tower. So that's so obvious. I mean, yeah, I think what I'm saying is just let me like nice things and let me be excited by new places, sort of thing. Because, yeah, wherever you go, there's going to be people that are already there, sort of thing. And, yeah, I think if you do the nice things, they're the obvious nice thing for a reason, you know? Like, I'm not going to not do it, kind of thing. But anyway, yeah, the guy called it UB, and it was just annoying me. For pretty much all of the reasons that I've listed, actually. But, yeah, I think that's... that's a little ramp in to the Mongolia episode. There's obviously a lot more information, granular detail of where I've been and what I did and, you know, how it all worked and everything. And to hear the full Mongolia trip today, yeah, there's already about 2 hours of Tidbits travel diaries. They're all up on patreon.com/tidbitspod. It's all polished and ready to listen to. But yeah, if you don't want to do the Patreon thing, but you still want to help with the project break even, getting Tidbits back to zero, you can always chuck a bit of money at the PayPal or whatever you want to do. But yeah, if you're just a casual listener, then just subscribe wherever you are and keep an eye out, because yeah, as I said, episode one should be available for everyone now, and then the rest are going to follow, which we've just decided they're going to follow on the upcoming Mondays, and we're going to call it the Mongolian Monday Midday Memories Madness Motherfuckers, sort of. Well, I don't know. But, yeah, so they'll be up, and that's Taipei time, by the way. I do it midday Taipei time, and, or maybe I should do midday Mongolian time. It's the same time. Fair enough. And yeah, so between those episodes, they'll come out on Mondays, and then I'll slot in just normal episodes as and when. But yeah, thanks a lot for listening, guys. Just a short one here. Love from the lake, and I was hoping we'd get a bit more action from the people and stuff, but yeah, maybe they've oh no, okay, he is doing some stretches and stuff, but yeah, I thought maybe they'd gone. But anyway, so thanks to the existing Patreons, of course, and if you have any Mongolian stories of your own, maybe you've been there, send me a message, or, you know, with any of your plans and stuff, I always like to hear people's plans, tell me where you're going, what you're doing, and yeah, I would say bye for now. Thanks very much. See you later. Whoa.